Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
51 and rain right now, and the rain, I think they're probably going to do the paint recycling event outside, so they've canceled it at Walmart if you're thinking of taking your old cans out there. Keep them and still do that soon. We'll let you know when it's rescheduled, but at Walmart, their paint recycling is canceled today. The rain doesn't stop outdoorsman Al Hayden very often. He's here. Al's Sporting Good. For over 30 years, 34 years, on Monmouth Boulevard in Henderson. Al Sporting Goods show on FM 95 for many years, and part of the fishing derby for 30, one of the main guys in the city of Galesburg and Parks and Rec. And all those hands that come forth, Al, couldn't be done without them, right?
Yeah, because the park, that's one of the outstanding things about our fishing derby that we've had in Galesburg is the cooperation we've had with the city fathers on there, with the Parks Department, the Recreation Department. It's always mowed up really nice, so there's not a bunch of weeds or stuff, and you get right up next to the edge of the pond, and then all the fish that they dump in there, so it's a target-rich environment for the kids to catch a fish quickly, so they don't get bored or anything like that, and then hopefully when they feel that fish wiggling on the end of their rod and reel, that'll hook them for life as far as being addicted to fishing and getting outside, and then that registration at 12 o'clock, if nobody's been out there yet, all amounts to is walk through a line, get a registration bag that's got a rule sheet and a ticket, because you have to have that ticket to win one of the prizes when the fishing starts at 1 o'clock. But that goodie bag is filled with so much stuff. General Mills has always been so great to us and give us a whole bunch of their Nature Valley stuff and stuff like that for like snackage, you know. So there's all that good stuff in there for the kids, along with, you know, a few fishing items from Bobbers, and I always have to buy, I just have to do it because I always buy bubble gum, and I have to put a piece of bubble gum in each and every one of those
sacks. Kids love
right
that. Who doesn't want to gnaw on a big piece of bubble gum after they caught their first fish?
I know a lot of parents may not want their kids to, but hey, it's just one piece of bubble gum.
That's right. Al Hayden is here, and it starts tomorrow at Lincoln Park Lagoon at noon with registration, like Al said, and fish from 1 to 3. Cops and bobbers today in a Citizens Lake in Monmouth, hopefully with some umbrellas, they get that event in. And your friend, outdoorsman for 53 years, he dedicated his life to conservation, Ken Russell, tomorrow. That dedication takes place at 11 a.m. at Lake Story East Boat Ramp. You want to be there, if you know Ken, to shake his hand, to say thank you for all you've done for the outdoors. And Al, we just got a couple minutes together. And we already talked about your friend Ken. You'll be there tomorrow for that. But you were talking about things that you, variables that you use for any area of your life. You said wind has been the most important variable, one of the most important for anything I do outdoors.
It's the weather and the wind on there. A lot of people will look at they'll look outside to see if it's sunny or if it's cloudy or if it's, raining or snowing.
Yeah.
And they'll look at the temperature, but the direction of the wind is very important
for fishing or hunting or any of this.
Yes, I don't know what there is about an east wind, but for the most part, east winds are, there's an old fishing cliche that goes, wind from the east, fishing is least; wind from the west, fishing is best.
Yes.
Hey, it's supposed to be a west wind tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. That's awesome. And so you use that, and that's not just in fishing, but deer hunters too. And when they came into the store over there on Henderson Mount Boulevard, they asked you, what's the wind doing today, Al? Maybe they knew nothing.
That's one of the things I mentioned throughout the years to the radio station here. A lot of times you'll give the weather. Yeah. On the stations, but you don't say
the wind speed.
The wind speed in what direction.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's important stuff, too. If you're going to go out in a boat, you don't really want to be out there if it's going to be blowing 20 miles per hour and, you're going to be choppy waves.
Cursing the weatherman as you're out there.
Yeah, say, golly, did you?
Well, you should have called Al. He knew. He knew what the wind was
doing. Well, other than that,
Al, yeah. And let me ask you, spending your life outdoors, and you know about a lot of these variables and where to be and what to do and how to conduct yourself and what licenses you should have. What do you think when people, does anybody ever come up to you and say, Al, do you believe in this global warming? What is this doing to our lands? What do you think about that when you hear those two words together?
You know, personally,
yeah,
okay?
Personally,
and I'm not a biologist, scientist,
not political at all. Just when you hear those two words, what do you think?
I think that the world has been warming ever since the Ice Age.
Sure. Yeah.
Proven, right?
Right. It is just happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's nothing new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our seasons have kind of been redefined in this area. Look at, you said your backyard in the shade on one of our warm days a couple days ago said 91.
Yeah.
Yesterday we had what, a high of 44? I mean, it got to the lowest point.
Yeah. I mean, back and forth on the weather patterns.
Yeah. Yeah. It's strange.
Between Mother Nature and the man upstairs that controls everything, for sure. Why? It goes back and forth.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Al, what's in the. A lot of fishing for you. Is there a spot you go to? Do you get out of Illinois? Or you just got so many great spots here. If you go fishing, if you do get away for a weekend with family or friends, where's your spot? Or can you not tell people?
I like all kinds of places. I've done a lot of fishing in Lake Story. I've done a lot of fishing in the creeks around the area and
very,
stuff.
Very favorite outdoor fishing moment.
My favorite place to go, and I have been fishing in Canada. I've been fishing in Louisiana. My favorite place is the Mississippi River straight west of us over here. There's any type of fish except for trout, basically. But they've got northerns, they got bass, they've got catfish, and there went that coffee cup.
There went that coffee cup.
And but at any rate, I love the Mississippi River. It can be dangerous, but it's fun.
And plenty of spots
Well, golly gee, all the way from Minnesota clear down to the Gulf of Mexico.
A lot to choose from.
Oh, yeah, if you finally... If you got a crowded spot, you can just move to another one.
and have you tried to run the gamut of what you just mentioned?
Oh, I've fished from about the Wisconsin border going on down to probably the furthest south on the Mississippi has been down around the Fort Madison area.
You said your wife loves fishing. Does she go to those long trips like the Canada trip or the Louisiana trip?
No, those she hasn't ever been on right there. She likes her hunting a little bit better than she does her fishing, but she loves fishing bluegills, and that's the time that's coming up here right now. Bluegill spawn. They're cooperative. You catch lots of them. They're great eating. They're one of the best eating fish on there, and even when the kids were little,
Are people surprised to hear that hybrid or that bluegill are good eating? Are you surprised to hear that?
I tell you what, to me, they're the best tasting of all freshwater fish that we got. Some people would arguably say, "No, it's walleye or something else." No, okay. You can have your walleye, and I like walleye. But
how many bluegill does it take out to get full? Because they're not very big.
Well, it depends on the size bluegills you're catching. Size, I mean, you know, you got some ponds in that are got stunted fish, and you got other lakes that's got some good sized fish. But if they're about a hand sized bluegill, which is a good sized bluegill, to me, to fill me up, I could get filled up on about four of them. That'd be because I fly them, so that'd be eight flies. So between the wife and I, if we can catch. We used to try to catch 10.
Yeah.
And after you have 10, that's enough for a meal for sure.
Right, right. So you'll sit down and maybe you've caught 4 or 5. You're like, we'll catch 10 and call it a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of times. Well, except for this time of year when they're biting good. Depends on where you're at. There's limits on different lakes and stuff like that. But, I'll a lot of times try to go for whatever the limit is in that area, on that lake. And then because if we can store some extras up, that way we freeze them in one of those vacuum food sealers.
Oh yeah,
and that way
for a while
you bring them out in the middle of winter time and stuff like that, and you can go ice fishing, but otherwise bring them out.
How do you like, maybe you like both, but how do you like your fishing, a solitude and quiet or some hearty conversation?
Usually solitude and quiet.
Yeah That's your place to go.
Yep.
Al, I know you're excited about tomorrow. Is it? Do you get nervous before it's the 30th fishing derby? You just the weather is the only thing that gets your mind going before a fishing derby.
On this right here, there's nothing to get nervous about.
Yeah.
I mean, the weather's going to do what it's going to do, and it sounds like again Mother Nature and God are going to go ahead and take care of the kids for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I feel again sorry for the kids over there in Monmouth today with all this wet weather, but. Hey, you know something? Fish are wet all the time.
Yep, absolutely.
And so, you know, and you get wet every time you take a bath or a shower. So get out there, catch a fish, have some fun, and win a prize. And another old saying that everybody's heard this and too is, give me a fish, I eat for a day, show me how to fish, and I eat for a lifetime.
That's Al Hayden right there, our first guest this morning on Galesburg Live, outdoorsman in this area for so many years, Al Sporting Goods. And you'll catch him if you're going to Bass Pro Shops today. You might just run into Al Hayden. And tomorrow you're gonna at the Galesburg Fishing Derby noon registration, 1 to 3. You're fishing absolutely free. Come get that goodie bag. Al Hayden, thanks for all you've done for everybody in this area. And you don't know how many people you made gave joy this morning just hearing your voice on the radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for the compliment.
You bet. It's 8 o'clock. It's 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Hour 2 of Galesburg Life coming up.